Podcast. The Gardner Andrews Show Podcast for Norquest. Norquest is Edmonton's community college. Check them out at www.norquest.ca. The Gardner Andrews Show. To go.
Good morning, my many friends. I'm Gardner Andrews Show studio usher, Teddy Peterson. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. Today, I would like to have an Irish name. A name like...
Oh, I got it. Teddy O'Peterson.
No, that would be lame.
Oh.
I was thinking more like, today I would like to be known as Pete-O-File.
What?
Pete-O-File, everybody.
No.
What?
You can't... Well, think about it, because...
Oh.
Huh? Yeah.
I take that back. Now, silence, I say. For can't you see we're trying to do a show here? Here comes another steaming pant load of Gardner Andrews Show on the Sonic.
Podcast Sonic.
I have declared the Gardner Andrews Show a fake Irish accent-free zone. You will not hear that over here. Amber, hit me with some Irish music, though, before we go to this call. Just play something from Ireland. Yeah, that's perfect. Gotta get you some vacation, Amber. Hello there, Sonic.
Garner, good morning.
Good morning.
If you'd like a real authentic Irish accent in the morning, you've got to call me, you know?
Irish Mike. Hey, this is Michael? Mike Barry?
That's Mike Barry.
How's life?
Life is very good.
This is a big, big day for you and for all your Irish brothers and sisters. Well, it's a big day here in North America. Is it a big deal back in Ireland?
It is now. It used to be. Like, it is, historically, and it still is a religious holiday. And people actually go to church over there and they observe the faith.
Oh, okay.
But now the faith, what's left of it, I mean, the faith is in tatters. Due to multiple scandals, but the people that have the faith, they go to church, they may go watch some Gaelic games, and basically they tear it up like no one else do now.
Okay. None of the other sort of, well, not that it's an ethnic holiday, but none of the other national type holidays have really made the leap over to North America the way St. Patrick's Day did.
Well, that's because of the Irish diaspora, Garner, I think, you know. That back in the 19th century, there was a lot of forced emigration from Ireland due to a great potato famine in the 1840s.
That's right.
So North America, like the big cities in North America, got populated by Irish immigrants, Chicago, Boston, New York, Philadelphia. So, I mean, and the heritage has remained.
Yeah.
And it has remained intact, and of course, expats, we all get homesick on St. Patrick's Day, and we have to go celebrate, and we do it to excess, I'm happy to say.
Now, if you walked into a pub in Ireland, though, would they be serving green beer?
In this day and age, probably.
Yeah.
But back in the day, all the beer they served was black.
It's gas to go from Sonic 102.9.
Hi.
Hello.
It's Jolene,
what's going on?
I'm bored, so I decided to call you.
Wow, and so I can be your little puppet, your little entertainer.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Ask me any question.
Ask you any question.
Yeah.
What went wrong?
What went wrong?
Yeah, what went wrong?
A whole lot.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I can.
Wow, that is a loaded question.
Yeah, what did go wrong? Where? First of all, Joe, that should be a new feature. We should get a jingle. What went wrong? What went wrong? See, I can tell by that when you speak that something went wrong in your past, and I. Oh, God, you were either something.
I'm so easy to read, aren't I?
Something traumatic happened in the past.
Yesterday?
No, in the past.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Jolene, what's going on? Give me, in 15 seconds, give me your life story and include all the hurt.
No, I can't do that. 15 seconds is not long enough.
Yeah, okay. Well, Jolene, have we spoken before?
Yes.
Yeah. I think that last time we spoke, I'm trying to remember what it was, but I barely peeled back the first layer of the onion, right? And then you hung up on me, didn't you?
What? I didn't know it.
Okay.
I would never hang up on you, Gardner.
How old were you when Daddy left?
What? Never.
No, he didn't?
No.
Mommy, you and Mommy had a falling out or something, right?
No.
What the hell?
Very happy child.
I'm confusing you with someone else then.
Yeah.
Do you work in a porn store?
Nope.
Okay. Somebody else then.
That would be very interesting.
No, I would argue that it would not be very interesting. And here's why. The people that still visit porn stores to rent their movies are people that have not embraced the home computer.
My computer broke, so...
Yeah, but computers are $11. We had this discussion the other day. There's no reason why anybody should be sitting around going, oh, my computer's busted. They're so easy to work on now. RAM,
which
if you need a new RAM for your...
Which porn site should I go to first?
What? What was that?
Which porn site should I go to first?
Well,
that's
no, I'm saying...
the question people okay. have to ask.
This is what it was, Jolene. I remember now that I couldn't get a word in edgewise. But Jolene... Jolene, here, listen, working in a porno store would be a horrible job, and I'm sure there are people that work there that love it, but the clientele, I'm not talking about the people that work there, the people that...
Wait, that's what we were talking about. I'm an esthetician, and I do Brazilian waxes.
You do Brazilians?
Yes,
what were we talking
about? Brazilian chat last time.
You're not the girl that we had on Long Story Short and the one that ended with 7 stitches?
Yeah.
That was you?
Yeah.
That was you. There we go. I knew. You know what? I submitted that, or the radio station submitted that little phone call, our little discussion, into a national competition for Canada's best disc jockey. And if I don't bring
That's
home
crazy.
The hardware,
oh my God.
If I don't bring home the hardware, I should dig that up. It was called Long Story Short. And
do not do Brazilian waxes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the long story short. That's for sure. That's the story of my life.
Jolene, thank you very much for being on What Went Wrong?
What went wrong? You know what went wrong?
I'll tell you. That's enough, Jolene.
The Gas to Go podcast.
Who took your parking spot this morning?
Yeah, I'd. Well, this is kind of creepy. Who is this?
Well, I go by every morning, and when, you know, when there's only one vehicle, it's obvious it's you.
Ah.
And now it's moved.
Yeah, I don't know whose car that is, but that's bothering me. I'm going to have it towed.
Yeah, well, do they understand who you are exactly?
Yeah. You know what? I was pulling into the lot again this morning for the second day in a row having to park somewhere else because somebody's in my spot. There's an abandoned vehicle in my spot. I was thinking to myself, that is the furthest spot from the door. And I take that spot every day.
Well, obviously, they don't understand the ranking of your corporation.
No, there's no assigned spots here. It's an unspoken agreement that you park where you park and nobody takes your spot. But you would think that when I'm the first one here in the morning, there's nobody around. You'd think that I would take the one next to the door, but I don't do that because that spot I've been parking has just become a habit. This is a crazy time of day for habits. People have weird habits first thing in the morning that are incredibly hard to break. And it's even things like, I'll bet you, and I probably do it too, you brush your teeth the exact same amount of times every day. You do 17 strokes on this side, 17 on that side. The same with brushing your hair, if you've got hair. Or even washing your hair. I will bet you, subconsciously, you are doing the same pattern with the shampoo on your head every single day. God, it's a habitual time of day. And even right down to parking in the exact same spot every day. For no reason.
It's a podcast from Sonic 1029.
My name is Robin, and I suffer from parking lot rage.
Oh, no.
That whole thing about the pull-through and parking far away, that's totally me.
Yeah, well, hey. But at least you're doing it, right?
Yes.
You're not going to spend, honest to God, time yourself next time you go to the store. If you're one of these people that has to park right up front, like right on, if you have to be handicap stall adjacent or nothing, Time how long it takes you to find one of those spots as opposed to parking way out in the corner, doing a pull through and then hoofing it up to the store. You're saving yourself time.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree completely.
Okay. I got to settle down.
Gas to go from Sonic 129.
Hey, you were just talking about the pull through?
Yeah, in the parking lot. Just don't.
Yeah,
do yourself a favor. There are little things you can do in life just to make things easier for yourself.
Yeah,
pulling
totally
through the parking spot.
The same way. I like to park way out in the back 40.
Yes!
And I'd rather walk it than drive around and try and fit into a tight little parking spot and do a three-point turn.
Yes, yes. And I don't understand. My wife, it will make my wife nuts if I park one stall further away. Like if there's an empty stall on the other side of a car and I choose the one further from the front door, she'll be like, oh!
My girlfriend gets the, why the heck are you parking so far away? Oh, yeah, I get it too, man. But I love doing it. It's so much easier to get out of there, and it saves so much time.
There are little favors you can do yourself every day, everywhere you
exactly.
look. Everywhere you look. Hey,
yeah, I just thought I'd compliment you on that's awesome. I think the exact same way.
The Garner Andrews Show Podcast.
Hey, did you know it was lightning out by St. Albert this morning?
There was lightning?
Yeah.
Wow.
I thought I was imagining things, and I'm like, no way, that can't be, but it is. I've seen it a few times already.
Are you sure somebody didn't sneak into your house and take pictures of you while you were sleeping?
No, I'm in the car on the way to work.
Well, that's bizarre. And then I think everybody, even my wife, I noticed the other day, she had taken a bunch of the winter stuff down the basement, like some jackets we weren't using anymore and scarves and mitts. So blame her when winter returns tomorrow.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And we got lightning. I don't know what's going on. This is kind of bizarre.
You know what's going on? I'll tell you what's going on. The world has slipped off its axis and we're now hurtling toward the sun.
Oh, come on now. Don't be that way.
Yeah. Well, at least the weather's warm.
Well, yeah, that's true.
It's the Garner Andrews Show to go. Want to hear more stuff like this? Check out the Lane Mitchell Podcast, available for free at sonic1029.com.
Yesterday on the show, we were talking about those guys that designed their girlfriend's engagement or wedding ring. And there are guys that actually do sit down and sketch out diagrams and take measurements, and then they take those diagrams and sketches to a goldsmith. But then there are guys claiming they designed the ring when all they did was pop by a jeweler in a mall, look through a few catalogs and go, okay, I'll take that setting, that band, and that diamond. What do I owe you? And then they claim they designed the ring. And like I said yesterday, that's like you going into a car dealership and going, okay, I'll take the leather seats, but I don't want the sunroof. And then claiming you designed your new car. Anyway, I got thinking that I'm going to design a new ring for my wife with lightning bolts on it. She's going to love that. Yeah.
I personally would love lightning bolts on the side of my engagement ring, and I think that chicks are way too hung up and, like, just want too much when it comes to engagement ring. What difference does it make what you get? He's asking you to marry him.
Yeah. You know what? And I've told this story before, but The one thing I absolutely love about my wife is when we got engaged, I was making no money. I was just starting out in this business. I had no money for an engagement ring, and I thought, I'm not going into debt for that. So I bought what I could afford. She wore that thing for like 15 or 16 years. And didn't ever say a thing about it. It's not a very big ring at all. But then the tiny microscopic diamond fell out a couple of years ago, and we've never replaced it. So lightning bolts, maybe it'll have a little unicorn on it or something.
There you go, with a rainbow over top of
a
it.
A rainbow over top.
The diamonds or and whatever, all the different colors if you wanted.
Actually, then her and I are both going to go in for new rings. And you know what ring I'm going to get? I'm going to get the horseshoe of diamonds.
That one's nice.
That.
Definitely. And it has to be gold, and you have to wear it on your pinky, though. You can't wear it on your ring finger.
Podcast Sonic.
I was just listening to you talk about engagement rings.
Yeah.
And I used to work at a custom design jewelry store.
Uh-huh.
And I have some doozy of a story for you about girl saying the diamond wasn't big enough and they had to upgrade the diamond before they would say yes.
Oh, no, no, no. Listen up, Sonic Boys. If that ever comes out of your fiancé's mouth, if she ever says, I'm going to need to see a little more rock before I sign that paper, what you should do is you should jump in your car, do a huge burnout, and never look back.
To make it worse, it had been his grandmother's diamond.
Oh, no.
So family heirloom, and she says, no, not good enough.
Yeah. That, I would love to know, Has anybody, and I doubt you're listening to this show, but have you ever, is there a Sonic girl out there who turned down the first ring because she needed something bigger that had a marriage last longer than 25 years?
Ooh.
Let's even go 5 years.
I admit that I said no to the first ring my husband gave me.
You did?
Not because the diamond was too small, but the ring was just plain ugly, so we had to go and have it remade.
And I'm going to guess that when you did go back there and get something different, it was more expensive, right?
No, it wasn't.
What? It's a Sonic podcast.
I wanted to talk to you a little bit about things you can't look cool doing.
What have you got?
Finding your friends in a restaurant.
Oh, yeah, doing that walk through the restaurant, like, and you're wondering, are they here yet, or am I the first one here?
And you can't nonchalantly, you know.
No, everybody knows what you're doing. Everybody goes, hey, look at the troubled loner.
Yeah.
Looking for your friends in a restaurant, definitely going on the list of things you can't look cool doing.
Or another one, might I add, walking in ski boots.
Yeah, walking in ski boots. God, have we got that one on the list already?
Do you?
Nah, it should be on the list. If it hasn't been added, it's on there now, thanks to you.
Awesome.
This is the Garner Andrews Show. To go. Like, get the hell out of here.